Good morning, good morning, good morning. Dustin Pate here, back with episode number 50 of the Morning Walk with Dustin. Excited to be here this morning. Glad to be able to bring another episode to you guys. It is cold as hell this morning. It's like 20 degrees. Jax, get on this side of me. Why do you keep doing that today? Jax keeps trying to walk in front of me this morning. I don't know what the hell's got up with him. He knows how to walk on this leash. He's been doing it fine. Now he's trying to cross me up today. I don't know what he's thinking. But yeah, it's number 50. Something's on my jacket. Hold on, guys. Let me get situated. Jax is going crazy too because dogs are barking. So I'm trying to fix all my shit right now with Jax running in fucking circles. Jax, be still. Stop worrying about them damn dogs. Hold on, guys, I'm trying. The dog can't take it, man. He's going insane. And I guess them fucking dogs can't take it either. Shit, shut up. Lord have mercy, they ain't never acted like that. What's wrong with all the dogs this morning? Everybody's dogs acting stupid. Shit, my dog's crossing my legs up. Fucking them dogs are going crazy, acting like barking like super loud. They always bark, but damn, it's like this weather's got them all fucked up today. But yeah, it is cold as fuck today, I'll be honest. It's about 29 degrees right now. Probably feels like 21. We had to leave our pipes dripping last night because, you know, it was fucking freezing. So we didn't want our pipes to bust. It's cold. It's definitely cold. I got on like two layers of clothes, as far as pants and shirt. And then also I got on my big jacket as well. Jax has on all his fur. He's fine. I brought a little something special on the occasion today. I got my 6K organic pre-roll. It's a pre-rolled organic raw cones. They all have a gram in them. And it's quality organic hemp, man. So I'm about to actually light it up. Give you guys kind of a review. Hold on, Jax. I'm trying to light this damn thing. Be still. Bear with me, guys. The wind's blowing. There we go. Taste is so beautiful. Come on, Jax. Oh, Lord. Come on. Jax got the cord wrapped around his foot. If he wraps it around himself at all, he won't move. He just stays there until I figure out what's wrong. Sometimes it's hard because his hair, he's black, and the cord on the leash is, you know, it's one of the retractable kind. Well, it's like really skinny and it's black. So if it wraps around one of his legs, sometimes I don't even see it for like a little bit. And then I'm like, oh man, fuck, he's tangled up. I don't know how he keeps doing it either because it retracts. It's supposed to, like, when he goes further away, stretch out. When he gets closer, it's supposed to suck back up. Somehow he still gets it wrapped around his legs. I don't understand. But he's a puppy. But this thing, dude, is so smooth. What I like about it is, unlike just, you know, smoking a straight medical cone early as fuck in the morning and just being blazed to where, like, you can't fucking do shit, you can't get shit done, man, you can smoke one of these, it mellows you out, gets the edge off right. I have a problem with, like, appetite. Like, I could literally go hours and not eat shit. Like, I haven't ate breakfast yet. I've been up since, like, 5-6 o'clock. So, like, I have a problem with that, right? This seems to really help me. Let me light it better. Yeah, it doesn't run. It's fucking beautiful. What's this? Oh, I thought I cracked it or something. Come on, Jax. Come on. Jax is just in a stopping mood today. Like he don't want to walk. Yeah, this thing has incredible flavor too. It's crazy. I mean, like, you really can't tell the difference, man, between like some real loud and then some like 6K organic CBD pre-cones, man. It's like, it's just good flavor. I don't understand. It's like, it's really hard to find a good flavor hemp flower. I'm smoking some, or what is it? Greenhouse T1. That's what I'm smoking right now. We have a couple of other flavors. We have some Juicy Fruit, some Miami Vice, I think. And then, of course, we have a lot more we could order. But, like, it just mellows you so much. Like, especially on this walk, just like, I'm just walking, smoking my little cone. You know, talking on my podcast, my mind's like in a chill state. Like I said, I'm not high. I'm not like out of my mind. I don't want to sit down. It's nothing like that. It's just like clarity. You know, you just feel better. Yeah, it's really nice. Man, I love this damn tape. It's literally, I just been doing my like my walk exercise, count your steps, and then just fucking smoke this damn thing. I'm telling you guys, you gotta try this. We only sell them for $3. It's a great way. It's how I like to start my day. You know what I mean? I ain't gonna lie, I smoke THC as well. But early, first thing in the morning, this is the way to go. For sure, especially for an entrepreneur like myself, we got shit to do. You know what I mean? We don't need inflammation. We don't need our, you know, nausea. We don't need our appetite fucked up. We don't need, you know, a fucked up mood. We need a CBD joint. You know, we need a 6K organic pre-roll cone. Or pre-stuffed. I had a lot of people bitching at me about that. Talking about some, well, it's actually stuffed. That's a stuffed roll cone. That ain't pre-rolled. Whatever. Who gives a shit what you call it? I don't know why it keeps going out, though. It's like, the cold ass air making my shit go out or what? Or maybe I just wasn't sucking it hard enough. But yeah, it's done went out like twice, so you don't have to worry about it burning your house down. If you want to put it out, it's gonna go out. so smooth. Like, you can actually see it's got a lot of resin running through it. So this shit's, it's full of potent shit. Really smooth too. Like, you see, I'm blowing out, you know, balls of smoke right now. Like, and you know, no crazy cough. Of course, there comes one, but that was more or less just scratching my throat. And like, as I'm walking, I'm actually forgetting how cold it is. So that, they want to cough. Got a pretty good cough off that one, actually. So, and they say, what do you say? If you don't cough, you don't get off. I like it. But yeah, it's very relaxing. I had someone else tell me this is the way they prefer to get their CBD, is to actually smoke it. And something a lot of people don't know is, you know, our CBD flowers are high in CBDA, but when once on fire, the CBDA becomes CBD, and then, you know what I mean, and it's actually the fastest way to consume it for your body to intake it, right? So like, if you were to swallow CBD like a CBD oil, it's not gonna affect your body as fast as if you were to just smoke a pre-roll. So that's why I think early in the morning is a good time for your pre-roll. And then, you know, like, after I get back from my walk, I'll drop me some oil, and then I'll, you know, get me something to eat, start my day, get my work in, do all that, and then later in the evening, I'll get me some THC. You see what I'm saying? And I'm using, you know, the Mother Nature's fucking cure, you know? And I'm not hurting my body, and I'm still getting what I need done. And like I said, man, I'm getting to relieve my stress. I'm getting, you know, better sleep. I have a better appetite, not near as much nausea. You know, people with bad appetites, they usually have nausea a lot because their stomach's actually hungry. They just don't feel that way, right? So that's kind of where I'm at. But with these pre-rolls, I'm telling you, it helps so much. It just calms you, man. Just enough to where you can focus. It takes you just under that anxiety level, just under that stress level of like, oh my God, I can't, you know, so much, blah, 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 so much going on, all that shit. It takes you just under that to right where you need to be. To where you're like, okay, I see all that. I know I need to do this to handle that. It gives you like an extra 2 or 3 seconds of like thought time, I feel like. You take more into consideration instead of acting off of just straight impulse. And that's what keeps me smoking this shit. Because I know I act off impulse a lot, even when I do smoke this shit. So anything that can help me from that as much is definitely needed in my life. Because I have to think about consequences now, especially, you know, as my business is growing and getting bigger. I'm almost to the point to where media could crush my business. So, what, you know what I mean? Like, I'm going to get that big. And if I smoke a pre-roll, I'm going to take a couple of extra seconds before I act so I don't do anything stupid that could allow the media to crush me. See what I mean? You have to set yourself up for what you know is your life, for what you know is coming for you. And I know what's coming for me, so I'm smoking pre-rolls to be calm, to be collected, to be focused, to have my appetite, and to keep me away from needing anything that's unhealthy. You know, fuck, if I get a headache, I take CBD. Any of that. Seriously. Headache, stomach ache, whatever. It's the CBD now, baby. And I don't feel bad for it, because you know why? Cannabis is a lot cooler than Advil. It's way cooler than Advil. That's just how it is. And I know that if I promote something healthy, people are going to, you know, be influenced by that. And this is the most healthiest alternative that I could come up with that I would use myself. And I wouldn't tell you to do anything I wouldn't do. So if I can't do it, if I wouldn't do it, or if I wouldn't try it, I would never ask you to. If that makes, you know, that makes complete sense, right? I feel like nobody should ever ask you to do more than they would do. Even your boss. You know, like, fuck, if your boss has never even... If your boss has never even done your job, fuck your boss. Because that's all he is a boss. See, we want leaders. We don't want fucking bosses. Fuck a boss. Anybody can tell someone else to do something that they would never do. See what I mean? Like, I've worked for a lot of bosses, especially in the streets. Yeah, they had me doing things that they would never do. And I knew that. I was still stupid enough to do them. I'm not anymore. I'm seriously not. Because if I ever do something, it's going to be for me. From now on. That's why I only promote businesses that I own. Or that I at least have a good share of. You know what I'm saying? So, with all that being said, man, smoke you a pre-roll today. We have them. $3 free shipping. That'd be $90 a month if you smoked one a day. I'm sure you can push some shit aside for $90 a month. And also, if you buy the whole month supply, which is 30 pre-rolls, we do them for $2.75 each. So you get a 25-cent break. So that'll actually come up a little less than 90. I'm not exactly sure. Probably be like, I don't know. I'd have to do the math, honestly. What would it be? 27.50 times 3. 6, 7, 2, and then 9. Yeah, it's like 69 that way. Comes out about $70. You know, give or take, I'm not an expert, you know, at math in my head. Pretty good at numbers, though, coming up with, like them kind of numbers, what something costs. what I need to get from someone for it. But, yeah, that's definitely the way to go, I feel like. You also, you know, you're going to want your oil for your more, you know, concentrated medicines, you know what I'm saying? Or, like, if you want to, like, making edibles or anything like that. But the flower or the pre-rolls, it's just so relaxing. Just to know, because you're smoking it. You know, it's just something, it's something to actually do. It's in your hand. You're watching it happen. You're blowing out the smoke. It's just relaxing. Just like a breathing exercise, you know what I mean? And so I like it. And just what CBD does to you naturally, you're just getting it smoking. So And I don't know about you guys, but I've already been smoking my whole life. So it's natural for me to smoke. It's not nothing different to me. Like the oil, I'm not one for like essential oils and supplements and things like that. So the oil was new to me. And even some days I forget to take it still, you know what I'm saying? And that's because it's not like second nature. But that pre-roll, I pick that motherfucker up every morning. You know what I mean? Every morning, that's how I start. And it works for me. I think it'll work for you too. I really do. I know at the least you'll enjoy it. A lot of people won't use them for the morning like me. A lot of people's minds aren't as, you know, running as fast as mine either, though. You know what I mean? A lot of y'all guys are already chill in the mornings. Me, I wake up like fucking 90 to nothing. So I have to, you know, slow it up a little bit. It's not that difficult with a pre-roll either. Just fire that guy up. Like I said, they're all done by hand too, so we know what's in it. There's no stem, no seed, just flower. Nothing else. It's hand trimmed flower as well, so you're not getting like a shitload of leaves either. You're getting pure bud, man. Pure hand trimmed bud, ground with a coffee grounder. So that way it's extra fine, it doesn't run, don't pop, you know what I mean? If we were to just put buds in there, it could split open, pop, it could do a lot of different shit. So we use the coffee grinder to make sure it's extra fine and just runs perfectly. We put our soul into this. It takes actually a pretty good amount of time to do all this by hand. Because we actually go through all of the flower, pick out the stems, trim off the leaves, you know, pop out the seeds, and then coffee grind it. Yeah, so it's a process. And then you have to, you know, pack them into the cones and then put them in the tube and then ship them out. Yeah, it's a process. But we do it because we love you guys and we want you to have availability to purchase the best, you know what I mean? And we want you to be able to afford it. Like, I ain't gonna lie. Pre-rolls, all the shops around my house or in my town, $8. Every one of them. $8. For a wood grab raw cone. And they're not even using the organic raw cones. They're not even paying a couple of bucks more. You know, ours are organic raw cones, free dube tube. You know, I mean, come on. For $3? Yeah. We're almost losing money, guys. We're trying to make sure that the market can get what it needs, man. We want the people, we want the average everyday guy to be able to do this. You know, that's what we want. We don't want, like, I swear to God, one of my friends, Kendra Poole, they paid $25. $25 for one pre-roll. People are out here doing that kind of shit. Because this market, it's, like I said, it's a lot cooler than Advil. So honestly, people can do whatever they want. We could get $8 a pop. We could get $25 a pop. It's Dustin Pate here you're talking to. You know what I'm saying? I could sell water to a whale. I could do that. I don't want to do it. I don't want to do that because I want you to have it. You see what I'm saying? I want you to have it, man. I don't care about, you know, making $1 million. I mean, honestly, I don't, because I know it's going to happen. I don't have to care about it. You see what I'm saying? I do so much that it's inevitable. I can almost lose money on a few products, man, to make sure that everybody can at least get some CBD. You know? Or oil is $70. $69.99. Everybody's not going to be able to do that. But everybody can buy a $3 pre-roll and have a better day. You know what I'm saying? That's what we're doing here at 6K Organics. We're making it possible for CBD to be in every household. We're making it possible for Mother Nature's medicine to heal your family. You know what I'm saying? That's what we're here to do. And I hope you can feel a little bit of that passion. And I hope it drives you to try us. I hope it drives you to tell someone about us. I hope it changes your life, man. With that being said, I love each and every one of you, and we'll be back tomorrow.